Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
After Mother Nature put racing on hold 2 Saturdays ago, the drivers at Gillette Thunder Speedway returned to the track last Saturday night for a full night of racing. Here's the podium results from all the features on Saturday night. Starting with the Mini Bombers, Keegan Terry would finish in third, Paxton Tyrell would cross the line in second, and Austin Rusk would finish in first. Moving on to the feature for the Wasota Midwest Mods, points leader Austin Long would finish in third, and the Liker brothers would finish 1-2 with Troy Liker coming in second, and Tony Liker would get his third feature win on the season. Moving on to the Wasota Mod 4s, Jeff Kittle, who's also the points leader, would finish in third in the feature. Dean Larson would come in second, and Jason Sikanga would pick up his first feature win of the season. Moving on to the IMCA Modifieds, Brian Rankin would finish in third, Jerry Martin would come in second in the feature, and Darren Conrad would pick up his first feature win on the 2023 season. Moving on to the Dirt Super Late Models feature, Greg Sharp would finish in third, Lyndon Bolt would come in second, and points leader Eddie Kershoff would pick up his fifth late model win of the season. And finally, there were big bucks on the line for the IMCA Hobby Stocks with an extra $1,000 to win special. And in the feature, John Garrigan Jr. would come in third, points leader Mike Matlock would finish in second, and in his first start at Gillette Thunder Speedway this season, Travis Landauer from Nebraska would pick up the win, and he would take home the extra $1,000. There will be more racing at Gillette Thunder Speedway on Saturday with the Mini Bombers, the Wasota Midwest Mods, the Wasota Mod 4s, the IMCA Hobby Stocks, and the IMCA Modifieds. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.